The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now, KBC Bank has just announced a reduction in some of its mortgage rates. Last month, Ulster Bank also made cuts, offering some of the lowest rates on the market. Are larger banks likely to follow? Well, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor at the Irish Independent, is in studio with me to talk about all of this. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Is there a price war, a rate war going on?
Oh, I think there is beginning to be one, Pat. Yeah, it's positive. We've about eight lenders out there, which might surprise people. Yeah. You know, you've AIB, Bank of Ireland, Ulster Bank, Permanent TSB, KBC, Finance Ireland, ICS Mortgages, which is the old Bank of Ireland brand, yeah, now owned by Dulusk. And then you have the credit unions who are doing some mortgage lending. So it's pretty competitive.
So there is choice.
There is choice, and it's competitive because money is very cheap. They're competing hard for market share. There's few enough first-time buyers out there because they're restricted in what they can buy because of the central bank rules, and because they tend to be outbid by housing charities or funds, cuckoo funds. So it is competitive. Yeah, you're right. We've seen KBC cut its rates this week. The rates cuts of between 0.2-0.3%. You can get a mortgage from them now as low as 2.25. That's the second cut for KBC. Ulster Bank last month cut its rates. You can get a rate as low as 2.2% from
Charlie,
them.
What are they buying it at? What are they getting the money at? Or is the European Central Bank paying them to take the money?
Well, you're right, Pat. Money is very, very cheap at the moment. I mean, the European Central Bank is 0% and has been for a long time.
So if they get money from the central bank and they're charging 2.25%, they're making a fairly sizable whack on that.
Well, they'll tell you that there's various overheads, and the reason we have expensive mortgages in this country compared to the rest of the European Union is because we've a lot of arrears. It's hard to repossess a house. You know, you have a bank and a network of branches. You'll have staff. You'll have cost. All the Irish banks have high overheads. You know, they tend to have their cost-income ratios
now,
tend to be high.
Is that real, this kind of argument? Because we know that the banks are making substantial profits, even though that's not reflected in the tax they pay because they have all these written-off losses that they can offset against their taxes. But they are profitable.
They are profitable, Pat. You're right. And we have the second most expensive mortgages in the Eurozone in this country.
Who's dearer than us?
Greece. Only Greece is dearer.
And we know the mess they were in.
The mess, yes, exactly, Pat. You know, so there is certainly a scope for more cuts. We are very likely to see more cuts. I expect the two big banks here, Bank of Ireland and Bank of Ireland and AIB, to react to these latest cuts. Yeah. In the next few days, we probably see those guys having to maintain their market share. They'll have to cut their rates. So it's good news for people who are not locked into a fixed rate. If you're not on a tracker, forget it. This doesn't apply to you. Stick with that. But if you're, you know, on a variable, and people are on variables as high as 4.5%, you could do a hell of a lot better. You could half that rate.
What are the costs of transferring to one of those cheaper rates from your variable?
Yeah, well, no, it is a process and you need a lawyer. You're taking out a new contract, so the bank wants to look at everything again.
But and will the same bank talk to you? If you have a variable with them, say Bank of Ireland, or if you have it with KBC and you say, hang on, I don't like this, you're screwing me. I want you to give me a cheaper rate. I mean, we always talk with Dermot Good about getting a quote for your insurance renewal, and you say to them, what's your cheapest plan?
Exactly. You can do exactly the same with the banks, actually, Pat. And they are actually mandated by the central bank to write to you once a year and tell you, look, you're on such and such a rate. We have other rates and here's some of our other
rates.
So
mortgage holders should actually get that letter once a year.
They have to get that letter. And it'll also tell you to go to a website, a state website called consumerhelp.ie. It's run by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. Mouthful. But anyway, that has an independently verified information on various mortgage rates. So you go into that, go into Consumer Help. They have a mortgage comparison section. It's click down. It's very easy to use. And it'll tell you that the rate you're on mightn't be very competitive. You know, so the best value tends to be in fixed rates, Pat. And you know, there's probably 100,000 people out there on very expensive variables who could do an awful lot better by switching.
Now, the fixed rates, I've been looking, I went on to Bonkers in anticipation of this, and I think I saw 33 different products on offer. And, you know, they were so minuscule in their variation, but still they were variable. I mean, if you got a fixed for 2 years, a fixed for 3 years, fixed for 5 years, that'd be a good fixed if you could get it at these kind of rates. And then, you know, some of them have money back guarantees, you know, they give you 3% back and bits and pieces back. How do you find your way through this maze?
It is immensely complicated. You're right. It's getting like health insurance. There's loads of different offers out there. You know, some of them will give you 2% cash back based on the value of the mortgage you draw down. Some will give you 3%. Permanent TSB, for example, will give you 2% back on the amount you borrow, plus 2% on the monthly amount that you pay, you know, which is a pretty good deal. Ulster Bank this week are offering savers, first-time borrowers who are saving for a deposit, they'll give you an extra €2,000 if you save €10,000. Bank of Ireland have something similar. So it is very, very complicated. I think the best thing to do, Pat, is go to a broker. It won't cost you.
The broker gets paid commission from the ultimate lender.
From the lender, yeah. With about 8 lenders out there, with so many different, as you say, 33 different varieties of mortgage offerings, it's down to you to it's very complicated for you to work that out. I would struggle to work it out. I think the best thing, go to a good broker who'll advise you, because it's a complicated process taking out a mortgage.
And it's a lot of documentation needed. I mean, you may buy 2 or 3 houses in your lifetime, but it's a huge transaction. It dwarfs any other transaction you're going to do. Buying a car is in the halfpenny place compared to buying a house.
Exactly. Why go through this without some advice? Get somebody who knows what they're doing, because it is an immensely complicated thing. As you say, Pat, it's the largest financial transaction we're ever likely to do. So I think you'd be foolish not to have somebody helping you with
it. You may not know the answer to this question, but I'm wondering how much of the bank's profits accrue from this mortgage lending, because, you know, they're not giving any money on deposits placed, not very much, 0.01 of 1%, that kind of rate of return. They are charging us for our transactions and so on.
Yeah.
But is mortgage lending a very significant contributor to their profits? Is that why they're chasing all this business?
It is. That's why it's so intensive. That's why there's so much advertising around it, Pat. It is the biggest part of their business. And they've got you. They've locked you in for the most part as well. You'll stick with them for 30 years.
This is what they call a nice little earner.
It is.
It just keeps rolling in.
And a lot of it as well, once you take out the mortgage, there's an incentive if you also take out their current account. KBC will give you a 0.2% reduction on the mortgage rate if you take the current account. Permanent TSB of various, you know, you'll get that 2% back on the payments if you take the current account.
To generate more earnings for the bank in terms of the charges for the various transactions and so on.
So often it's just like, you know, it's an entry for the bank to get into your finances and lock you in with lots of different products.
You mentioned a couple of things. One was that it's very hard to repossess a house. Now, you know, it's horrible to say it, but that has to change. I mean, the spectacle of people not paying anything for 5, 6, 7 years, 10 years, and the bank saying, hang on a second, you undertook to pay, and you're living in that house, squatting in it.
Rent-free. We see court cases where people haven't paid anything for 7, 8 years, you know, and they tried then to put a personal insolvency arrangement in place. But, you know, who's paying for that 7 years? They haven't paid for it. So anybody else who pays a mortgage, that's one of the reasons we have high variable rates. That cannot be defended. People in large trophy
homes
who pay
absolutely
nothing.
Can you see any of the politicians actually having a go at this? Because they'll be accused of being like the English landlords throwing people out on the side of the road.
Yeah, well, they won't get involved, Pat, because it's court matters. And the courts are very generous to people. And if it's a family and it's a genuine issue, they will try and, you know, encourage them to get some sort of a settlement. You can get it sorted out if you have big arrears. But there are people out there who are just freeloading, who just won't pay anything.
That presumably is an excuse, at least, if not the reality, for banks to say, we can't drop our rates.
It's one of the reasons they always cite, you know, the difficulty in and we still have very high arrears. We still have thousands of people who are not, you know, in trouble, basically.
Okay, Charlie, fascinating stuff. We could have a rate war underway, and let's hope that rate war intensifies so that the rates drop even further. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor at the Irish Independent, thank you very much.